welcome back to a brand new season, and with it a brand new Lions Roar podcast. It's been a long time since the towering Danny Lowe header, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise, secured a third season in the Vanarama National League, hasn't it? Thanks for downloading. My name's David Kendra, and this week we hear from the new arrivals and the familiar faces at Nethermore after a busy locked summer for Adam Lockwood and Dave Penny. Glenn Preston talks about the Vixens, and there's an update from the Academy. It's all here on this week's Lions Roar. First of all, we'll start with a not new, but sort of new signing in John Rooney, one of the first signings of the summer. He missed the end of last season after arriving on loan from Wrexham. Last February, he had an injury that cut his season short for us, but over the course of the summer, signed a new contract, and he spoke to Tom Feeney after the pre-season friendly against Bradford.
Tom Feeney with John Rooney after guys, they lose 2-1 to Bradford City. John, first of all, another really good workout for the side.
Yeah, you know, it's pre-season, it's good to get minutes under our belt. Obviously, you want to win every game, but the result isn't the main thing tonight. It's getting minutes under your belt, and obviously, first game of the season, that's what you want to be ready for.
For yourself, just how good is it to be back on the pitch, you know, getting the minutes under your belt, getting ready for the season?
Obviously, I was disappointed to get injured towards the end of last season, but I'm just starting to get myself back fit now, and these games are, you know, working me hard and getting me back match fitness, and just want to be back to be playing competitive football for the first game of the season.
And how big a relief is it to have overcome that injury and to be, you know, ready 100% going into the campaign?
Of course, you know, obviously you want to be fit for the first game of the season, you know, to try and get your place in the starting 11, and obviously to be back fit and ready to go for the first game be a good sign.
And this is, of course, your first pre-season starting with Geisling. It's a case, again, like with so many clubs, different players coming in and out, different trialists, but it does seem like there's a real good core of players that are here, and a number of trialists, you know, are being given that chance and going to be signing. And it's all about creating that harmony, isn't it, within the group?
Yeah, obviously we've kept, as you said, the core of the squad from last season, you know, with a few new faces to freshen stuff up. And, you know, I think you can see in the games over pre-season, we're looking good, and hopefully we're all the lads in the changing room, we're looking forward to the new season. I think we can do well this season.
And looking at it as well, again, facing opposition, League One, Championship sides, just how important is that to be facing that higher calibre of opponent?
Yeah, obviously it's the good games to play against the Leeds, Barnsley, Bradford, the three big teams, and, you know, obviously to get out there, you know, they move the ball around well. It's, you know, it's obviously we showed tonight that we can mix it with them when we kept the ball, and, you know, vice versa, but, you know, it was just good to get out there and get minutes under your belt, and we're all ready to go on the 5th of August.
And another good attendance here at Nethermore Park. The attendance is growing as each season passes, and that must be something, you know, that's good to be a part of the good atmosphere.
Yeah, obviously I spoke beforehand with Lockie about, you know, the club's on the up, and, you know, that's why I come here, because Lockie, I spoke to Lockie, and when I spoke to him, I wanted to come here. And, you know, you can see there's a buzz around the place, and, you know, they've got a few good players in the season, and we've kept the core, as you said, the core of the squad from last season, so everyone's looking forward to it.
In 2008, Kayode Odejaye was the hero of Barnsley, the scorer of a winning goal in an FA Cup quarter-final.
Devaney, Odejaye wouldn't mind a diagonal cross here, but Van Hummert has come up as well. That is a diagonal cross, it is Odejaye!
Well, you could argue that his latest move is even bigger than that. The pinnacle of his career has now arrived. He's arrived at Nethermore and playing for the mighty Lions, and now he's looking to move them to better and bigger things.
I came in obviously last Tuesday, and I've had a couple of training sessions with a couple of games now, and yeah, it's a great bunch of lads. Everyone's been really welcoming, and yeah, like I said, I'm just really looking forward to the season getting underway now.
And you've had that first impression, then it must have been a positive one for yourself and the management for you to be here.
Yeah, definitely I must have done something right, so that's always good. And obviously I know quite a lot of the squad already, having played with them or played against them at some point in my career, so that's helped with obviously me bedding in. So like I said, yeah, it feels like a really good place to be at the moment, and you know, obviously want to make improvements on last year, and hopefully I can be part of that.
And how important is it to be with a team that is trying to climb up the table, you know, that progression year on year, Guiseley, always trying to progress from what's happened and to be a part of that journey?
Yeah, definitely. It's very important for me, and I think for most players, to be honest, to be involved with someone that are actually, you know, they're playing for something and want to do, achieve stuff and, you know, got some kind of ambition. So, yeah, like I said, really pleased to be on board and looking forward to getting underway.
And obviously Yorkshire's an area, you know, quite a bit about. You've played for a few teams as well. You know how passionate the fans are around here.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, and I'm sure the Guiseley fans aren't any different. So, you know, the aim is to give them plenty to sing and shout about, and yeah, like I said, have a better season than we did last year.
And when looking at the initial aims for yourself, what would be a target in terms of maybe the goals you'll get this season?
Personally, I just want to play as much as I can, and obviously score as many goals as I can. Never tend to try and set myself targets. I just want to get myself in the team. Try and stay in the team, and obviously hopefully the goals will come along with that, and if I'm not scoring, then I'm doing plenty of other stuff for the team.
And looking at the teams that are in the National League, I mean, there's a lot of quality in here, isn't there? A lot of good teams that, you know, you'll be looking forward to facing.
Yeah, definitely, there's a lot of quality in the league. It's very strong this year, but, you know, there's a lot of quality in this changing room, and you know, we want to, you know, go out there and make a statement starting from the first game.
And how important is it, would you say, that there's a lot of lads here with that league experience, including yourself, you know, that thing that you've played the league, so you know what the challenge is all about?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. That always helps, you know. The more experience, the better, you know. You've got people that have been around the block and know their way about the football pitch, as it were. So, no, definitely it can only hold us in good stead for the future.
Well, the squad already had a Rooney in it, so we thought we might as well add a Raul. Raul Correa spent last season at Radcliffe Borough in the Evo Stick League. He arrived as a trialist over the summer, scored twice in a pre-season friendly against Handsworth Paramore, and is signed on loan from his parent club, Blackpool, until January. He, of course, spoke to Tom Feeney, who asked him how he felt about joining the Lions.
Yeah, I'm enjoyed. I've got obviously been played a few games with the lads, and the club's just a homely club, and it's somewhere I want to be, somewhere to play some games and hopefully score some goals and take guys up the leagues.
How important was it that you've had this time already on kind of like a trial basis, you know, to get to know the lads, to the management, get to know you, and you kind of settled part of the atmosphere already?
Yeah, it feels good, obviously. You want to go into the club and feel welcome and obviously feel part of the club. And obviously with Guiseley, the club, it's a home club, family-based. Everyone's just, obviously, there's a buzz around the place. And obviously spoke to Lockie, and he's got great ambitions, and hopefully we can go up the leagues, and just, obviously, I'm here to help.
How important was it as well that you're going to get game time? Because obviously at Blackpool, League One club, you know, your opportunities would have been a bit more limited. While here, you've got that guarantee that, you know, you'll be getting minutes on the pitch.
Yeah, totally. Obviously, at 22 years of age, I want to be playing, obviously, week in, week out. And that's the only way you can improve. And obviously, my game is obviously being a striker and want to score goals. The only way I'm going to do that is by, obviously, playing week in, week out. And obviously, I want to thank Guiseley, the manager, for having faith and obviously getting a deal done.
And looking at your career, obviously, you're at Radcliffe Borough. You then went to Blackpool. Just, first of all, your time at Radcliffe, how much did you enjoy that? And how much do you feel you developed as a player to then get that league move?
Yeah, obviously, at Radcliffe, it was totally different, you know, from Blackpool. It was part-time basis. Obviously, went there through, obviously, I'd just finished uni, went back into football, and I really enjoyed the time there. Obviously, the manager, the players, it was just, obviously, a bit like guys, it's a home club. All the fans, the players, everyone just makes you feel welcome, and hopefully can bring the goals that scored area as well.
And when you moved to Blackpool, how much did that mean to you, and how much have you learnt while within that league environment?
Yeah, obviously, moving to Blackpool, it's always been a dream to, obviously, since I was a kid, to play professional football. So, obviously, when it happened, I was just over the moon. But, obviously, we've been a professionals every day. I had to adapt. And, obviously, full-time football isn't easy. So, but since being there, since January, I've learnt a lot. And I just hope I can show you what I've learnt. Obviously, bring that into my game, score goals, and just be good as best as I can.
And looking at it now, the season, not that long until it all gets underway. How much are you looking forward to it all?
Yeah, I just can't wait. Just want to get going, want to get out there, get myself out there, help Guiseley, help myself progress and score goals.
So we've just had Yorkshire Day just passed, and on Yorkshire Day, Guiseley managed to announce 4 signings all at the same time in the form of Kevin Hurst, Alex Perver, Lee Molyneux and Frank Mulhern. While Molyneux and Mulhern are new faces, Perver and Hurst are not. Hurst arrived on loan from Mansfield towards the end of last season, following his release, has signed a new contract. at Nethermore. Alex Perver, of course, was on two separate loan spells at Nethermore last season from Leeds United, scoring what turned out to be the goal of the season.
A good first half of the first half now for these spectators as Geisley win the ball back again. Preston on the edge of the area, leaves it to Perver! He scores a superb goal from the edge of the D! Alex Perver, he had the ball played into him by Jordan Preston, opened up his foot, curled the ball into the top right-hand corner. Geisley 2, York City 1.
Also, after protracted negotiations, fans' favourite from last season, right-back Connor Brown, has also returned. And when he did, he, of course, spoke to Tom Feeney.
Well, first of all, Connor, congratulations on returning to Geisley. Just how are you feeling about the move being confirmed?
Yeah, it feels nice to be back after a rollercoaster last season. And hopefully this season's much better.
When looking at your decision to come back, was it a case that just last season, obviously, was a good time for yourself, you enjoyed it? Would you say they were the main reasons?
Yeah, definitely. I enjoyed it last season, even though it were up and down most of the time. But I did enjoy it and spoke with Lockie and got big things planned. So it kind of drew me in, to be fair, and I'm up for the challenge.
When looking at Dave Penny and Adam Lockwood, two people that you know quite well, how big an influence have they had on your career so far, you know, going into this campaign?
Yeah, not just me as well, like the whole team and the whole atmosphere. You can tell from last season when they first came in how it's switched around quickly from when they first started to picking up a good run and winning games and stuff like that.
And looking at that momentum, when you actually look at when you came in, the run that the side have gone on, we wouldn't be anywhere near the relegation places. It would be, you know, quite a mid-table, quite a safe position. So it's something to build on, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely something to build on. Just hopefully keep the form from last season, from the back end, to get into this season and just keep trying to get up that table, really, doing as good as we can.
And for yourself, what would you say your aims are this season? Because last season was a good one. How do you think it can get better?
Might be able to get 10 goals this season, a few assists. No, really, just really, I'm a defender, so clean sheets, it's the main thing, but winning as many games as possible is the old team thing, really.
And how much are you looking forward to being a part of a squad? You know, a lot of changes have been made, but a lot of improvements being made as well.
Yeah, definitely, I just can't wait to get back going, really, and getting into the proper games where we're playing for something and getting the atmosphere back, really.
To round up this pre-season preview then, the ubiquitous Tom Feeney, he gets everywhere, that guy, spoke to Adam Lockwood about how he felt the summer had gone and his hopes for the new season.
Well, Adam, pre-season then, we're very near the end of it now. We are getting to the point where that first game against Ebbsfleet gets underway. Just how much are you looking forward to your first season really in charge, you know, from the beginning?
Yeah, I always look forward to the season starting, and I've done all through my career really. And one thing we all know at this club, it's going to be a tough journey, as it definitely was last year. It's a very, very competitive league, and we're looking to prepare ourselves the best we can to be ready in the best possible shape come start of the season, and it'll take us all the way through the season as well.
How pleased are you with the quality that's been added? I know some names haven't been announced yet, but there is real depth now that's being added, where you look and you think there are two players per position now for them all.
Yeah, you look and the squad very, very strong in my eyes, and in depth and full of great people as well. You know, that it's very important to me that get good characters that want to be part of this squad and part of this team. That hopefully we can achieve what we want to achieve, and it's great to see everybody competing to start, and things will change throughout the season, so we have to make sure this group is ready for that, and also ready to rise to the challenge that gets thrown at us week in, week out.
And when looking at the National League, I think there's a big argument that, you know, the quality of all the teams really has improved as well. Some of the teams that have come up, normally a team comes up, you think, right, they're favourites to go down, but it doesn't seem to be the case that year, right? You know, that it is just going to be so even, isn't it?
Yeah, you look at some of the teams that come up, and some of the financial backing as well that they get, and budgets that they work with, which, you know, it's great for the league and makes it more competitive, and that excites me. It's a big challenge for this football club, and Like I said, off the pitch as well, we're making massive strides, which is great to be part of. And like I said, as a whole, we're trying to move the club forward. And like I said, it's going to be a tough journey throughout the season, and everybody on and off the pitch is needed to be part of that, and all pulling in the same direction. And you know, since the day I took over, that's always been my thing, that everybody has to pull in the same direction, and when that happens right from the club, top to bottom, you can achieve special things. And like we did last year, really, in surviving. And hopefully we'll go into the season and have the same sort of momentum and drive from all aspects of the club to achieve what we want to achieve.
And just finally, last season it seemed like we faced all the promotion hopefuls, one after another. In terms of the teams that you think have got the best chance of going up, who would you pick out as the ones that you'd say are favourites to be going into League Two?
I don't know. There's a lot of teams. They've got a lot of quality and also the right infrastructure. But we all know how tough the league is, and I wouldn't like to pick anybody out, to be honest, as being favourites. The bookies and people make certain clubs favourites, and we also all know that doesn't always matter, at all levels, not just ours. So one thing I do know, and I can possibly comment on, is that it's a very, very competitive league. And we'll have to be right in our game to do okay.
So Guiseley will start their Vanarama National League campaign at home this season against Ebbsfleet United, Saturday, August the 5th. That's a 3 p.m. kickoff. There then follows two away games against Gateshead on Tuesday the 8th and Aldershot on Saturday the 12th. And of course, you can always travel with the Guiseley AFC Official Supporters Club on the coach there. There is a coach running for all the away games this season for Gateshead on the 8th of August. The bus leaves Nethermore at 4 p.m. It's £17 for members, non-members for £20. Aldershot on the 12th, that is a 7:30 a.m. start from Nethermore, so an early start to get down south. That's £24 for members, £29 for non-members. And of course, on bank holiday, the August bank holiday weekend, we start on the Saturday against Halifax Town. That's a lunchtime kickoff, that one, for television, and 11 a.m. leaving from Nethermore, £10 for members or £13 for non-members. The Guiseley Vixens achieved promotion at a canter last season and will start this campaign in the FA Women's Premier League, just two steps from the WSL. The women's team have also had a busy summer, strengthening the squad for the greater challenges ahead and signing a Welsh international keeper in Bethan Davis, Emma Rankin, no relation to Michael, from Blackburn, who were title winners last season, and a top scorer from the last campaign, Nikki Burko from Blackpool Wren Rovers. She managed an incredible 30 goals in just 25 games. It's all looking good for the Vixens, who start this season with Glenn Preston in sole charge after Kyle O'Reilly left the club. Oliver Coulthos managed to catch up with the now solo manager, Glenn Preston.
Well, a lot of the new signings that have come in have really hit the ground running. They're playing really well. Sadly, we're going to be out without quite a lot of them for this game. It's going to be a relatively mixed squad that will be taken to play against Leeds United. But a lot of them have really impressed. Burko's come in, she looked really sharp. Fiona Waltz came in on her debut, and she just looked fantastic. So Rankin's the only one that sort of we've been really unfortunate with, because she's taken a big injury on her first game, and she's done her ACL in, and it's looking like that's her season over. So we're a bit unfortunate on that side of things, but for everybody else, they've settled in really nicely and they're playing well.
Yeah, you were quite busy in the transfer market. Was that a really successful one for you? Was that pretty much you got everyone you wanted?
I believe our squad is better than it was last season, but it's been a tough transfer window. We've had to sign more players than what we'd have ideally wanted to. I think that's because of a couple of players moving on to other clubs. So we only really planned to sign maybe 3-4 tops. So we've had to sort of add a couple of extra in. So that's where we've sort of added 5 or 6 from. So yeah, we've strengthened with a lot of players. there's some players that we've gone in for that have gone to other clubs, like you'd expect. That happens from time to time.
Yeah.
But we're really happy with what we've added to the squad.
And you talked about the players have hit the ground running. Was that highly apparent in the game you played recently against Super League side Sheffield?
Jess Heald's one of our new signings. She's from Sheffield FC. She had a great game in that game. The match in itself was a great test for us. I actually think that game has given us an awful lot of confidence because we were quite nervous going into that match.
Mm-hmm.
But we played superb in that match, and I think we absolutely took the game to them. And for 60, 70 minutes of that football match, there was absolutely nothing between the two sides. In fact, we had a little bit more of possession than they did, same amount of chances on goal. So we really took the game to them. I think it's given the players a lot of confidence. If we had seven players missing for that game as well, not suggesting that we'd win the game, but I certainly think that we would be able to compete for the full 90 if we'd have had a full-strength squad. So it's just given us a bit of a lift and quite a bit of positive on the way that we played from that. So it was a good experience for us.
And how much of an advantage is it to get a game like that in relatively early into the season before you go into the real games?
I think we like our pre-season schedule. I think it's quite good. It's quite a nice mix. We've played a few up-and-coming teams where we've been able to give a lot of five or six of the youngsters a good opportunity to play, but yet still come out with a positive outcome. But in terms of playing Super League opposition, we're obviously playing Sheffield FC, and later on we'll play Durham. These are key games for us because we believe that we've got to play superior opposition to get the same intensity that's going to be needed, to really well and truly prepare us for the sort of more toughest games that we're going to find when we get into the league season. So they're key games for us.
The Vixens will start their league campaign away at Nottingham Forest Ladies, and the first game at Nethermoor of the new season will take place on Sunday, 27th of August, against Huddersfield Town Ladies. That will be a 2 p.m. kickoff. For more details, go to the website geisleyafc.co.uk. And that'll do it. We hope to see you at Nethermoor on Saturday, 5th of August, for the visit of newly promoted Ebbsfleet United, the start of a new campaign. Here's hoping we can get off the mark a bit quicker than last season, eh? If you can't make it to the game, there's always Geisley Radio's coverage. You can find that at mixlr.com/Geisley Radio, or there's an embedded player on the front of the official website, geisleyafc.co.uk. You can follow us on Twitter, geisleyafc, or at Geisley Radio. And if you have anything you want to tell us, you can email us at radio@geisleyafc.co.uk. Thanks once again for downloading the Lions Roar. We will return next Friday with highlights from two hopefully glorious victories over Ebbsfleet and Gateshead. You never know, you live in hope. Don't forget, it's not the despair, it's the hope. But with new signings galore, and hey, we're getting used to beating the odds. We've been predicted to be relegated for the last two seasons, and it's no different this season. We've beat the odds before, let's do it again. Come on, you Lions!